Well, Ferguson is a city of about 20,000. As we've heard in the last month, it's about two-thirds African-American, and the city's police force has 53 officers, four of whom are black. But Ferguson is not alone when it comes to a race gap in police departments. Hundreds across the country have forces with a white percentage that's more than 30% higher than the communities served. Nick Castell from Here and Now contributing station WCPM took a survey of departments in northern Ohio and has this report.
Richmond Heights is a Cleveland suburb that was once mostly white. Over the past 20 years, African-American families have been moving in as whites leave for suburbs even further out. The population now is nearly split half and half. Not so for the police department. Maisha Hedden is in her first year as the city's mayor.
With our police department, we have 17 full-time officers, including the chief, and one part-time officer. Currently, we don't have any officers of color in the police department or the fire department.
And Richmond Heights is not alone. We asked 24 cities in Cuyahoga County with African-American populations of 10% or more to provide a demographic breakdown of their sworn police officers. 21 responded, and in every city, the percentage of black officers lagged behind that of black residents. For example, Euclid, Ohio, is a majority black city policed by a force that's 89% white. Chief Tom Brickman says he wants to recruit more black officers, but so far, African Americans have been underrepresented in the application process.
We've gone out and tried to recruit good candidates from all backgrounds to participate in the testing, but we weren't finding an extremely high number of minority candidates that were interested in becoming police officers, proportionally speaking.
Cleveland police officer Marcus Sappho was president of an African-American law enforcement group called Black Shield. He says he recruited minority applicants and helped coach them to take the test. Today, more than a third of Cleveland's police officers are black or Hispanic. But he says many minorities once didn't believe they had a chance at police jobs, and the department was sued for discrimination. He says that history is one reason for the lack of enthusiasm among blacks for police work. Polls also show that few African Americans have great confidence that police will treat them equally. And Sappho says that affects recruitment.
At any point, you can go to a group of young blacks and talk to them about, you know, taking some information about the police. They're not interested. You know, they see, they hear about things like Ferguson, the Zimmerman situation, and it turns people bitter toward police officers.
Sappho says recruiting takes a lot of work from police departments, community groups, and elected leaders. And they'll have to make the case that police work is a stable and welcoming career for minorities, says Anthony Jackson. He runs the Police and Fire Academy at Cuyahoga Community College and says suburban departments are trying.
It's not that these chiefs in these different municipalities don't want that. It's just having the expertise and the resources to be able to do it. That's where the problem comes in. But it's not because they don't want it. Believe me, they want it bad because they call us. First thing they want to know is how many minorities do you have?
On average, about a third of the graduating police class at Jackson's College is black or Hispanic. Jackson says alumni of the academy are the school's best recruiters because applicants trust what they have to say. And good role models can go a long way. Jackson recalls that he wanted to become a policeman after seeing officers help someone in need.
You know, you see people out on the street who may have been victimized or something, and people standing around and nobody wants to help them. I wanted to be in a position where people didn't have to worry about somebody coming to help them.
And leaving that kind of positive impression on the communities they serve could be key for police departments to diversify their forces. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.